on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Big Friday Victorian Form Preview. Ray Huxley is looking at sale today. Tonight, of course, we have the meeting at the Valley, and it's a good meeting featuring the Typhoon Tracy as well. Morning to you, Ray. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
What do you make of the sale meeting today? There's a couple of shorties and a couple of well-spruced runners as well.
Yes, indeed. Normally you do on the Fridays, but you have to keep a very close eye on market moves. And, as you say, there's a few horses being spruced around in the first race. I think Lighthouse Lad is a very nice horse, but there's a very big rap about number six, Whipcrack Away. So, if we get through the first few races, I think we'll come home pretty strongly, particularly the middle of the card. Oh. I think we'll start really hitting our straps then.
I like it. Let's get stuck straight into it. Playing on a good deck. The weather's overcast. The first race we take out the four. Lighthouse Lad, as you said, is the favourite. Even money from the Price and Kent stable. But Whipcracker has been also very well supported. Whipcracker Way is into $2.30. So it's been a tussle for favouritism between the two. And then you're out to $5 for Streets of Samurai. So who are you with in the first?
Yeah, that's what it's tough to pick between them, because we don't know a great deal about Whipcracker Way. We know that it won a barrier trial and it looked pretty good winning that barrier trial down at Cranbourne. It went to the line very strongly, and you would say, well, when they put it into a maiden, it'll probably win. But Lighthouse Lad is going to be very hard to beat. The last time he was first up, in fact, he's only had the four starts. He ran in the Magic Millions two-year-old classics in Adelaide and finished midfield. And then he went for a spell, quite a lengthy spell, and then he resumed at Bendigo, and he ran second, narrowly beaten by a horse called I Am. Now, I Am is a very, very good galloper, and he was only beaten a length Lighthouse Lad. So on that first up run, he has been gelded since then too. A very well-bred horse, but they have gelded him. So with his race experience and being gelded now, he may have improved. And if he's improved on that first up second at Bendigo, then he'll probably win the race, I feel. As I mentioned, Whipcracker Way, the trial was very, very good. It only won by 3/4 of a length, but gee, it had a lot up its sleeve. Put it in for second. One of the two probably win the race. Next best, 9-8. 3-6-9-8.
3-6-9-8. There's a big wrap in race two on Sierra Sue as well. Take out the two. Sierra Sue's into $2.25. Been well back. Pearl Bay is at $4.60, $8 Grey Mink, and then we're down to Transpoller at $8. Who do you like in the second?
Yeah, well, I've got to go with the favourite. The form shown by those who have raced is not very impressive. So the wraps on Sierra Sue, coming from New Zealand, apparently it has galloped very, very well in New Zealand, and that's come over to join the very strong Trent Bussard and Natalie Young stable. And I think it might be winning this race. I don't want to really bet in the race, but from the wraps you hear around, I don't want to be backing anything to beat this former New Zealander, Sierra Sue. Very, very well-bred filly. So I've got her on top in the second. I've got another first starter, Transpiler, from the James Cummings stable as for second, and then a couple that have raced and shown a little bit of ability, numbers 4, Pearl Bay, and number 3, Grey Mink. So we go 7 from 9, 4 and 3.
7 from 9, 4 and 3. Another runner from Trent Bussard and Natalie Young stables, a favourite in race number 3, and that is Frankie Blue Eyes at $2.50. Marseille's at $3.40. $4 for Flensburger. You with Frankie?
Yeah, I'm with Frankie, with the team again, the Bussard and Young team. I think they'll have a good day today. They might have a big day tomorrow. They've got two very good chances in the Blue Diamond. But Frankie Blue Eyes, he resumed from a spell and ran third at Pakenham the other day. Now, his best form had been on wet tracks, but the other day he resumed on a good forward track at Pakenham, and I thought he ran a terrific race. To get up and run third. He probably needed that outing. And I find that with a lot of the Bussard and young horses, actually, they do improve second up. And I think Frankie can win this, but there are other chances. Number four, Flensburg, from the Godolphin team, the James Cummings stable, was very nice at Tassail. He missed the start at his first start, then wanted to do a few things wrong. Did finish the race off very well at the end. I think he's the main danger. The only other chance I can find is number six, Marsalis, whose last couple of, or two runs this time in have both been okay. A third at Bendigo last start was an improving run. One of those three will win the race, I would feel. Next to this, maybe number eight. Five from four, six and eight.
Right, five from four, six and eight. Well, you need to be of a strong constitution if you're going to butter up with a favourite in the next Epsom Days. The 7 and the 10 are out. Flying Mr Davis is $1.65. Got beaten last start at $1.60 and has run third, run second at its last three starts. So Coolardy's at $3.70, Haven Road's at $5. Opposition doesn't look strong, but can you take $1.65 Flying Mr Davis?
Certainly not. I think when last start, when he was $1.60, I thought, gee, this is very short for the horse he is. And he's the same price again, virtually. So he won't be catching mine. He has got the best form. He's been placed all four runs this time in. And he is certainly ready to win a maiden, but $1.65, not for mine. I would back him at probably around about $2.20. But I wouldn't take anything shorter. I'm tipping him on top. Number two, Coolardy's last couple of runs have been okay, and maybe 5 and 9 are chances in the race, but don't particularly like the race. The odds on favourite probably wins, but I don't want to be taking the short odds. 4 from 2, 5 and 9.
All right, race number five is the first leg of the quaddie. We can take out 1 and 9. Buy a Lip is the favourite at $3.50. Chica Marla's at $3.65 for Bay Cool. Gee, this is an open race. Every horse except Trust in Time is given a chance.
Every horse may have a chance in it, as you suggest, but, I am keen on number five, Chicken Marlow. I think it should be the outright favourite. It's going really, really well. It has been placed four times here at Sale, including a second over the 2200 in October when he was narrowly beaten by Racco Weary. He has since come back from a spell and run second at Sale two starts ago over an unsuitable 1700 behind an informed galloper in Grand Crown. And then I thought he ran very well out of his class in a benchmark 70 at Moonee Valley, or her class, she's a mare, last start. And now she's dropping back to a 58 at Sale from a perfect barrier with the 2 kilo claim for young Rawilla. So, I think it. She's going to be mighty hard to beat here, number five, Chicken Marla. I like her to beat number four, Bay Cool, then 7 and 2. 5 from 4, 7, 2.
5 from 4, 7 and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie today at Sale. Race number six, in this race, take out 2 and 3. The favourite, O Cecilia's at 240, 460 Miss Entice. Then we're down to Champagne Friday at $5.50, $6 Von Mystic. How many in the second leg, Hucker?
Yeah, I'm going to put the four of them in. I think the favourite's very short. It is the one to beat. It was very good when it led all the way at Kyneton to win two starts ago. And then last up, it was a bit slowly away. They rode them behind. It was a good thing beaten. It's one of those cases, Michael, where you... If a horse is a good thing beaten, you can bet your life that the next starter comes out and it's going to be under the odds. I think this mare is under the odds from an awkward barrier, but she was unlucky at Kyneton last start. So I'm tipping her on top here to win from number four, Miss Entice. Last run showed it's very close to a win, and then 1 and 7, 5, 4, 1, 7.
5, 4, 1 and 7. Let's kick on to race number three. And in this race, we can take out 3 and 5. Jungle Jane, $5. No New Tricks, $5. $6 High Tango, $5 The Field. How wide are we going?
I like Jungle Jane. I think she's been looking for this extra distance today. She gets back in her races, but she can finish off very strongly. This boy, young Cartwright, he's riding very well. He'll claim 3 kilos. She'll get back at the long run home at Sale, and getting out the 1,600 metres, I think, is very, very much in her favour. I like her to beat number four, High Tango. He ran well first up. I'm sure he'll be fitter for the second up run, and then 9 and 1/8 from 4, 9 and 1.
And the last race, number 8, we can take out 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. Groot from the Stokes Stables, the favourite at $3. Black Opal at $4.20. $6, the Great Bratsky. Can we trim up the last leg?
Yeah, I do like the 1 and 4. I think they, or 16 maybe, the other only other chance in the race. But I'm going with number 4, Groot. I think getting back to 1,100 metres will suit him. He's a horse who does really like the race on the speed. His two recent runs have both been over 1,200 metres. Definitely back 100 metres is going to be in his favour with the 2 kilo claim, and he's dropping in class today. So he's got a lot in his favour. I go in the last 4 from 1, 16 and 14. Michael, I think the best is in race 8, number 4, Groot. I think the value is in race 7, number 8, Jungle Jane. I think the $5 is good odds about it. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, 4, 5, 7. The second leg, I like the 5, but to sew it up, I'd go 1, 4, 5 and 7. The third leg, I like 4, 8, 9. And the last leg, I'm pretty keen on 1 and 4. The 16, some other chance. So 1, 4, 16, we'll put in there and get ready for a very big day at Caulfield tomorrow.
Good on you, Haka. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Always great to chat to my guest on a Friday, especially when there's a big night meeting at the Valley. How are you, guestie?
I'm going well, thanks, Michael.
That is good. The first race is named after you, full of old stayers. Let's get the cash. We can scratch number 1, Rock On. Yulong Rising, $2.40. Serenade the Stars at $4. Ablaze, $5. How do we kick off the night?
I think it's pretty short, Yulong Rising. I thought Alienator could just about win again. I mean, it was quite a good win when it surprised a few people around the $12. It was a nice ride by Georgina Cartwright. She's got the mount once again, 2 kilograms under the limit. Alienator, very hard to beat, runs to 3,000 out strongly, unbeaten at 3,000 from 4 goes. So Alienator, number 5, good odds. 4 for second, Serenade the Stars, who put in a good performance recently at Moonee Valley over a little bit shorter, has won at 3,000. 2, Ablaze, 2, Yulong Rising, and then 3, Ablaze, whose recent trial at Geelong looked pretty good. So expect a bold showing there from that one. So there's a few chances, 5, 4, 2, 3.
5, 4, 2 and 3, race 2, intriguing race. We get to see a couple of nice first starters. You take out the 5. There's a big boom on the Mick Kent train Chevrolet, but the favourite is Sayumi at $3. Eased from 260 out to 3 with the money for Chevrolet at its racetrack debut tonight into 360. Windfalls at 370 down to Palazzo Musico, which is well on the market at 390. So the market's got 4 clear top chances in this race. So keen to get your thoughts on Chevrolet. Have you been impressed with its trials?
Absolutely. Look, I think it'll be back. You know, settling in the back half, but it wasn't extended in its recent jump out at Cram, and it looked pretty good. So I think he's got a good chance. I just felt the race fit, Palazzo Musico, who's had 2 starts, returned at Geelong with a really good run behind Proper Rogue, who then came out and won at Flemington. So I like that form. A little bit of an awkward barrier, but if you can slot in from that wide alley, I think there's 4 horses going forward, Bow Victory, Windfall, Sayumi, and then Palazzo Musico. If you can slot in, get a good run, well, it'll be very hard to beat. 6 to beat number 11, Windfall, who's going to be right up on the pace. It was a nice effort at Bendigo, ran the fastest out of the 3 1,100-metre races, so I think it'll run well. The 10's going in. Sayumi, whose only start at Moonee Valley was very good, and its recent jump out wasn't pushed out. And then I'll throw in Chevrolet. So there's some nice... I'm looking forward to this race. 6, 11, 10, 7.
6, 11, 10 and 7 in the second race. 3, we take out 6, 7, 8 and 10. Meteorite's a favourite at 3.20 first up. A winner at the Valley last time out. Peaks at 4.40. Jettastar's an interesting runner. Took on the Lightning this time last year. First up tonight, and then we get to see Vivaro's at $5. So this is only a small field, but there are a lot of hopes.
Yeah, it certainly is. I just felt Meteorite, the way it did win last October, was around the Valley over 1,200 metres. I think Fresh, off a really good jump out, back on the 7th of February, I thought it looked ready to go. So I think Meteorite will run a good race. It's going to be up there. There's a few horses that will be going forward. Vivaro from Wide, you've got Oceanic Drift, Jetstar, Nabaraz, and Meteorite will be there also. So a lot of that, there'll be a few tactics involved here in the early battle for speed. Two for second, that's Peak. I like the trial at Warwick Farm. It'll be back, but running on strongly. I'll throw in number 11 for third, Vivaro, even though it's got the wide gate, it went well at Newcastle. And four next pick, Navarez, and I give it chances to a couple of others as well. So a hard race, like you said, 3-2-11-4.
Race number four. In this race, we can take out the 1, the 2, and the 5. I think I'm Dreaming's at 350 for Henry Dwyer. Leal is at 370. Prism, $5. Part-time Lover, Simon Zara gave it a really good push earlier at $5. And then we're out to Here Comes My Baby at 650. I won't go down the Part-Time Lover route, but are you confident as well?
I'm confident Leali will run a super race, number 11. I said leading. Our Prism will be up there as well. You've got Champagne Cocktail, won't be that far away. But on it, they went really hard early at Moonee Valley over that mile last time. The 3-kilogram claim's perfect. It's on the limit at 55.5, and with the 3-kilogram claim for Thomas Stockdale, it's such a lightweight. I think she'll pinch it, and she'll be very hard to beat. I know she's taking on the older gallopers, but I'm very keen on the 11. Number 3 in for second, Prism, whose effort at Caulfield 2 starts ago was pretty good. It is coming back in distance from its last few starts, but it's got a good record at the 1600. Throwing number 8 for third, Part-Time Lover. I think it'll run well. Its Bendigo effort was good, up in distance, no negative. And number 6, Think I'm Dreaming, on its best, would be very competitive. And it ran well recently. Its last two starts have been beyond Just a Joke, and two starts back behind Adelaide 8, so I give a good chance tomorrow at Caulfield. 11-3, 11 special though, from 3.86.
All right, confident there from Guesty. The 11 currently around about $3.70. Race 5, first leg of the quad. He's been knocked around by scratchings. Take out 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 and 13, which leaves Lady Solly as the favourite in an open market at $4. Sam's Image is at $5. Big Reel, $5.50. As is Strabane. Each runner here is $10 or under. The spread in the markets is $4 to $10 in this first leg of the quaddie.
Yeah, not easy. And I think Gladiator could lead, but, gee, there's a few horses that can show pace, and it'll be interesting to see what these jockeys end up doing. The rail's out 5 metres, remember, and when the rail's out a bit, they do like to get across and get into a handy position. Makes it harder for those horses back in the field normally. Sam's Image I've gone with, who is having its first run back since October. The form around William Thomas, Tavistan. A Tavistan run at Sandown I thought was quite good in a benchmark 78. No trial, no jump out form, so I'm predicting that they're expecting a really good run for its first run back. So Lady Solly was very good at Moonee Valley, even though there's an awkward barrier. I would have really picked it if it hadn't drawn such a wide gate, but she's going well. The 1, Our Gladiator, I was very keen on its recent trial at Cranbourn. And number 2, Big Reel, whose Flemington effort was quite good. That was his first run back, and it does go well second up. 3-7-1-2.
3-7-1-2 in what looks a tricky start to the quaddy. Race number 6, we can take out no scratchings. They're all running. Bill the Bees, the favourite at 360. Bungers at 460. First Class Dreamer, 550. 750. St. Peter. Is this a race we can trim up, or do we need a few in here as well?
Out of all the legs of the quad, it was one I wanted to go very wide in, but I've decided to just put the four horses in, 5, 2, 1, and 9. I'm pretty keen on First Class Dreamer each way. I think it'll lob into a really good spot. You've got Wave Reviews, Montalbano, Bungers, and Bill the Bee will be up there. I think First Class Dreamer just lobs into a really good spot. And if Ben Mellum has any luck at all, well, I think it's going to be right in the finish. It's effort at Sandown, I thought it was quite a nice one over the 1600 metres. But it's won a couple of races at the mile distance. On his best, he'll be right in it. So number 5, from number 2, Bill the Bee, who's going to make its own luck on speed. It goes well at Moonee Valley. It's got a chance with the claim as well for Jessica Eaton. Number 1, Bungers, whose effort in the last two starts, I've liked both runs, 1200, 1400, and now getting to 1600 metres. But the valley record's quite good for number 1. And 9 next, Gone Rogue. Awkward gate, but it did run third, close third, a nice run behind Falls, who's come out and won since. 5-2-1-9.
Then we move to the Typhoon Tracy. The feature of the day, or the night, I should say. It's a Group 3 race for the three-year-old fillies. We can take out 2 and 3. Sassy Solitage, we get to see back in action Ollie and Greg Urell. Grand Scholar, it's at $2.30. Grand Scholar's at $4. Miss Catherine's another interesting runner, undefeated in two career starts, is at $4. And then we're out to $11 for 10 Lee. She's done nothing wrong, Sassy Solitage. She's got great form all around her first campaign. She's first up tonight. Been backed. Are you with the favourite?
It's my other best of the night, Sassy Solitage. I'm very keen on its recent jump outs. It wasn't extended at all over 1,000 metres at Cranbourne and won by 5 lengths. And has got valley form and second behind Exhilarate. So she'll just rob just behind them. I think you've got Miss Catherine leading. Grand Scholar will go forward. Oh, Please Diana with the blinkers going on again will be somewhere there. And Sassy Solitage, Damien Oliver just sitting behind them. I think it's one of the best of the night with Liali. So number four from number six, which is Grand Scholar. Forget its run at the Gold Coast. Much better than that. You saw its win at the Valley and won by a big margin. And with the 1,200 again and the rail out, it'll acquit itself pretty well, number six. The seven probably has to ride for luck, don't tell the boss, but on her best, she's going to be competitive. Then I'll throw in number eight, Miss Catherine, who's going to look the winner at some stage. Tenley would be a chance once they get a little bit longer. A bigger track would probably suit Tenley. 4, 6, 7, and 1, keen on four.
All right, best of the night in the feature, Sassy Solitage. Takes us to the last race, number eight. We can take out 5 and 14. Lita is the favourite at $3.20, Vegas Knight $3.90, and then we're down to Yulong Jane at $6. Start was costly for leader and the favourite backers last time out. And you go back through its form, finished alongside Gitra, which looks good for a Friday night meeting.
Yeah, you're moving up to 1,200 metres where it hasn't been before, Lita. Yes, it should have won, but that was a 9.55 affair. So this is a totally different proposition altogether, I feel. It'll position in a good spot, though. I will say that. Well, I think it's going to be in a good spot. Number 12, Yulong June, will be just in front of it, I suspect. Reece had a couple of jump outs and was pushed along a little bit, but I was quite taken by just the way it did it, Yulong June. I think you can see a really good run from it, number 12, and it's around $6.5 or $6. Number 10 in for second, which is at Lita, hard to beat. 11, Vegas Knight, can settle a lot closer than what it normally does. Its jump out recently, it was pushed up into a spot. I think Craig doesn't like to get back too far, Craig Williams. So Vegas Knight can hold a position around midfield. And then number three, I got you, would be next. My three, though, in the last would be 12, 10 and 11.
All right. Give us your best play of the day and quaddie for the Valley tonight.
I'm going to have something on Liali all up the Sassy Solitage and then a place on First Class Dreamer. So I'll do those three. And my quaddie, 3, 7, 1 and 2 into 5, 2, 1, 9. 4, 6, 7 and 8, or you could have Sassy Solitage one out, and 12, 10 and 11 for the final race. In the Blue Diamond tomorrow, Michael, if it's an on-pacer, Let's Be Glam. If it's running on, Hanseatic and Muntasira.
All right. Well, look forward to hearing all your thoughts on the big group ones with G. Hall coming up shortly on RSN Central today. Good luck over the weekend, Guesty.
Thanks, mate.